kind of par for the course that BC gets no preseason love. But this preseason, two Eagles are getting some major love. We're going to get into the first preseason magazine and what they have to say about BC. You're going to want to hear about that on today's show.
You are Locked On Boston College, your daily podcast on the Boston College Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Boston College. I am your host, AJ Black, editor and publisher of Eagle Insider, part of the 247 Network. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. So we are hitting the summer months. We're less than a week away from Memorial Day, the official jumpstart of the summer months. And with the summer comes all the good, you know, I don't want to call it clickbait, but like the previews that you see online for the upcoming season. Everyone has their opinion of what each team is going to do. And Athlon Sports is one that I have a lot of respect for. If you want to check out my preview on BC, that should be in their Athlon Magazine publication. You can check that out. But they also have their all ACC team. And when I opened up the page, I've done this for years. And I think like many of you, I'm just like waiting. And especially after a 3-9 season, for not a lot of respect for BC, for the publication to basically, you know, disrespect the Eagles. And it's not like a unfair disrespect. They played poorly last year. But to my surprise, when I opened it up, I found out that not only did Athlon give respect to a bunch of Eagles, but they had two players in their all-ACC first team. And that, to me, was impressive. You know, you're going to get teams like Clemson that's going to have a ton, and Miami, because Miami's Miami and everyone loves Miami. They're the preseason darling, I'm sure, for every publication. And when I was on Locked On ACC last year, I gave them way too much credit. But two at this level isn't a bad thing. And so you're wondering, who are these two players that got this amount of love, that got, you know, a bunch of respect from Athlon? I bet you can guess it. It's on one on each side of the ball. But the one on the offensive side, I've said all along, is going to be the key to the revitalization of BC. And the key to, I think, to this team turning things around. That's Christian Mahogany. Now, Christian Mahogany, if you've been on this podcast, he's been a guest on our show. He loves to hang out in our comment section. I don't know if he's out there right now, but he may pop up. And he is going to be one of the top guards in the country this year. So to see him up there is no surprise to me. But I go back to, if you could have anyone step up at any position this year to help BC improve their play, it's got to be an offensive lineman, right? So Mahogany is so crucial. And I think when you see like Mahogany making first team all ACC and you're like, okay, that's good. But then you see other publications putting BC at like 4-8. I think they're underestimating the value that Mahogany is going to have for the two dudes next to him. All of a sudden, when you have him next to either an Ozzie Trapillo or a Logan Taylor and Drew Kendall, you've solidified one half of your offensive line. You'll be able to run the ball. He is so critical. So I think this is good. I'm glad to see Athlon, because I feel like a lot of publications have the tendency to have short memory and to forget about him, but he deserves it. And the other one is on our screen right now. That's Donovan Azaraku. Donovan Azaraku is going to be one of the best defensive linemen in the conference, bar none. He was third in the conference with 8.5 sacks last year. And that was just his sophomore year. He's a junior now. You've seen him, as Mitch said on our podcast last week, dude is bulked up. He's ready. This guy's ready for a breakout year. And the combination of those two positions, a good offensive lineman and a stellar pass rusher, watch out, folks. I know I'm a little bit high on BC right now, but I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good when you have an offensive lineman that really can anchor that and then a disruptive defensive end. Those are two big things. And then, so what about the other positions? Where else is BC have, where else do they have players landing on this? You go to the second team, and this is the biggest surprise to me. I have to say I was part of the committee that picked these players. So I'm going to be forthright with you right there. I sent my recommendations in. This one I didn't, but I was interested to see that he made second team, which is Vinny DePalma. Vinny DePalma has been a 26-year starter for the Eagles. He's got an 8-year-old. Vinny's been around for a while. This is a veteran dude who has played forever. And we know his story by now. He's not the most game-changing player, but he's solid. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't get beat with stupid mistakes. He's a smart player. That's what Vinny does. So I was interested to see he made second team. So then you got to go all the way down to the third team to get some more players. On the third team, you go back to the defense and you have Elijah Jones. Now, I don't know. I think this is a little low for me. Again, I'm a BC guy, so I'm a little bit jaded, and you guys know you're probably going, AJ, you got the maroon and gold going on tonight. You're a little bit too, you've got the Homer glasses on, but I don't know. I think Elijah Jones should have been a second teamer, but that's a silly thing to think of, right? 6'1", 6'2". He's going to be a leader on that defense. And I thought he had some really good games last year. Watch out for him. I think he'll take a step up. Then we jump to the fourth team. And this right here is where I have my issue with the specific placement of some players. And that specific one is one I think has been slept on all preseason long. And even by the company I work for, 247, I feel like they've slept on him too. That's wide receiver Ryan O'Keefe. So, just context, what I mean by being slept on. Ryan O'Keefe had over 160 catches over the last 2 years. One of the best in the country in terms of catches. Do you know where 247 has him ranked in terms of wide receivers? 62 in terms of transfers from last year. They're saying a guy that has 160 catches over the last two seasons, there's 61 other wide receivers better than him. Man, I'm not buying that. All credit due for the guys that sat down and looked at that. And there were some good guys, but he has put down the ability to do what he does and to do it at a high level. Give me him over a bunch of guys that are potentials. We haven't seen them play yet, but man, they're a 5-star, whatever. O'Keefe is electric. He has proven that he can do it. So the fact that he's fourth team seems way too low for me. That seems way too low. And then you go to the defensive side of the ball. Cam Arnold made it. Cam Arnold at linebacker in the fourth team. You hope so. You got to hope for it, right? You got to hope that he can really take that next step to be able to get more comfortable at linebacker. He's getting there. I think this could be that year. Now, were there any snubs on this list? I have a hard time saying snub when you have a 3-9 team. Emmett Moorhead, I don't think, deserved to be on there yet. He's not ready. Pat Garwo, after last year, nope, not there yet. The one guy I think Marty Party just brought up. And if you're going to do predictions, this is a guy that could. And that's Joe Griffin. Joe Griffin could have a breakout year if he can stay healthy. He'd be one. And if you're going to talk about staying healthy, the other one I would look at is George Takacs. If George Takacs can stay healthy, he's at least as good as, top 4 or 5 tight ends in the country. I wouldn't put him like near the top, but if he can stay healthy, that could be something. But it's a big if, right? So that's Athlon. They give their teams. I don't know what you guys think. They're players that you believe deserve to be on there. If you're on YouTube, hit me up in the comments. If not, hit me up on Twitter, AJBlack247. In a moment, we're going to go on to look at recruiting. And I'm going to do a little series over the next week I think you're going to enjoy. And these are kind of getting a profile of the folks taking official visits to Boston College. But before we do that, let me tell you about our good old friends over at FanDuel. Now, it's basketball season, and you're going to make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs. And if it's like this, you're going to be doing well, because right now new customers get a no sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. You think the Celtics are going to get smoked tomorrow night? I am a green teamer, and I think they are. I think they're done. But maybe you're thinking, hey, this is going to be like the 2004 Red Sox. They're going to turn things around. Head over to FanDuel. Or if you think the Celtics are going to get smoked, go over to FanDuel. They have it all there. You can make your wagers in the safest, most secure app out there. You're going to get paid instantly, too, if you win. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. So visit FanDuel.com/lockedon and get a no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon. FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. This is Locked On BC. I am your host, AJ Black, and we are talking recruiting. What's one thing that as I've said, I am the editor of Eagle Insider, part of 247, one of the industry leader in recruiting coverage. And since getting there, I have dove in head first into recruiting, and I've gotten to talk to recruits. I talked to coaches, you know, industry experts like Brian Doan and Brandon Hoffman and Alan True and all these other guys. I've beginning to understand the ins and outs of recruiting. And if you haven't been over to Eagle Insider, you are missing out. So bookmark that right now. If you're listening on your phone, go find Eagle Insider, hit that subscribe button right there. You don't even need to get the VIP stuff if that's not what you're interested in. We have free stuff there too. But the biggest question folks have always asked, last year when I took over in July, after Tyler Calvaruso went to Penn State to cover their site, was four-star recruits. That seems to be the big question for every class for BC. Will there be a four-star recruit? Last year, there was not. The year before, there was Drew Kendall, Sione Hala. You know, there's other players that have come in before them. What about this year? After going 3-9, after having a terrible year, looking like one of the worst offenses in the country, will there be a four-star recruit? But so it's going to be a tough year for Halfley. Just being honest, like him or loathe them, after going 3-9, that next year is going to be tough recruiting. That is a fact. But June is going to be a huge month for recruiting for BC. Right now, I think I've counted about 20 official visits coming to BC, maybe more. An official visit, again, I'm going to recap this because some of you, you know, we're BC. We're not Alabama or Georgia in terms of like the fans diving into recruiting knowledge. So I'll recap it. An official visit, schools can have up to 49 official visits during a calendar year. That's when they pay for recruits to come. They wine, they dine them. Not really wine and dining. These kids are 18. But you know what I mean, right? They show them the red carpet treatment. Next month, the Eagles have a bunch of really, I think, talented players coming on campus. Some good diamonds in the rough. Some kids that, you know, are three stars that BC is going to battle some bigger programs for. But there's one four-star, and I'm going to highlight him here. His name is Ronnie Royal, and he's from Gulf Shores, Alabama. Class of 24 athlete from, you know, Alabama. And he is down to two schools. He's taken official visits to both Boston College and NC State. Four stars, you know, top 250 on 247, explosive, violent. I mean, look at him on YouTube right now. He looks like he's probably like 25, but he's a big dude. He's coming to BC. He's checking it out. He has a connection to the staff that makes me think this is a good one for BC. At Gulf Shores last year, his defensive coordinator was Paul Rhodes, who was hired by BC to be their outside linebacking coach before spring practice. So he has told, he talked to me and said, you know, my former DC is there and he's been talking great about BC and I really want to go up there and check out what it's about. That's the kind of connection that helps you get guys in. Like, yeah, you can sell BC to any recruit, but at this point it's tough after having a tough year. But when you have a personal connection to the staff, that's a, and the kid is telling you, oh, look, I really respected my coach. I want to hear what he has to say. That's where you get those, you know, BC can get in and slip in a four-star recruit. So I'm not yet, I can do crystal balls on 247. I know a lot of you recruiting folks love that kind of stuff. I have one in right now for Henry Hasselbeck. And as I said on yesterday's episode, I'm not sure I want to keep that one yet. It's been up since April, but I'm starting to feel differently. And I'll tell you why on my site if you ever want to check it out. Ronnie Royal is probably getting closer to me for me putting a crystal ball in. I got to see how he reacts to his official visit and come over to Eagle Insider. Check that out. But if you're looking for a four-star, this is the perfect, you know, crown jewel for this recruiting class. I mean, Ryan Puglisi, the commitment to Georgia right now would be the top recruit that you could get. But realistically right now where things are at, Ronnie Royal from Gulf Shores, Alabama, let's keep an eye on him because he could be the focal point in the top of this class, the one we'll be talking about come December. Now, in our final segment, let's get into a little bit of baseball talk as a bunch of Eagles have landed on some postseason awards list. We'll get into all of that in just a moment. This is Locked On BC. I am your host, AJ Black. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Hope you are all doing well. On Tuesday morning, actually, it's an 11 o'clock start. BC is playing Virginia Tech. And with them will be hopefully two all ACC offensive players. And in the bullpen will be a third BC all ACC player as well. Now, Joe Fatrano and Travis Honeyman, an outfielder, first baseman Joe Fatrano, were named all ACC third team. And Chris Flynn was named to the all ACC second team. Now, Chris Flynn is like one of the favorites of this podcast. If you've been listening to this podcast, the fact that BC was able to hit the transfer portal and land an arm like Flynn from Roger Williams is so impressive. He went 7-2, the most wins by an Eagle since 2019, with a 3.82 ERA and 80 strikeouts. He finished the season fifth in the ACC in win, ninth in strikeouts and 11th in ERA. Awesome story. And he's a local kid. He's from Naugatuck, Kentucky, Connecticut. Okay. Vetrano has been, he's third most in a single season with 18 home runs. He had 50 RBIs for the second year in a row. He added 46 runs, 10 doubles. And he just had clutch home runs all up and down this season. And it concluded with that Notre Dame ALS game at Fenway Park, where he had two home runs. Travis Honeyman missed the final eight games, but he's expected back for the postseason, according to the press release. That's good. That's not me saying that. That's what BC is saying. So cross your fingers because they need that bat back. He hit 304, including a 310 average in ACC games with a 534 slugging percentage and 383 on base percentage. He was hitting 375 in his last 10 games. So great rewards for BC. You know, I was hoping, I know it was never going to happen, but Mike Gambino to get some love, because the fact that you went from last to a potential hosting team in the NCAA tournament, that should have been something, but Wake Forest was out of this world. So their head coach got it. So that makes a ton of sense. You can't hate on that. That makes, you know, whatever. Now, on Tuesday, BC plays Virginia Tech. And BC won 2 out of 3 against the Hokies last time. They won 8-5, 7-3, but lost 13-3 in the opening game. You have to, at this point, you have to win every game. You can't, it's not elimination, but you can't lose and hope to beat Clemson later. It's basically single elimination at this point. So this is where BC's at. You know, if you want to watch the game, it's going to be on the ACC network, and it's going to be Eric Schroeder. And he's 5-4 with a 6.04 ERA, which is like, ooh, that, I mean, as a baseball fan, you hear that kind of ERA, but that he's facing against left-hander Jonah Herney, who is 3-2 and a 7.53 ERA. So this is not really a pitcher's duel here between the Eagles and Hokies, but we'll have to wait and see. Also, BC, we'll get into one last little piece of recruiting news, because I think you guys are all loving the recruiting news, and that is linebacker Montel Johnson out of Michigan named his top five, and he sent an official visit to BC. His top five is Rutgers, BC, Louisville, Kansas, and Wake Forest. He's already got visits set to Rutgers, Kansas, and BC. Three-star. Yeah, I enjoy that. So we'll have to wait and see, and he's going to probably decide in July. So stay tuned to Eagle Insider. We'll give you more updates. Jeffrey Long says, like to hear more about women's lacrosse and baseball. I just did a whole segment on baseball, and I'm telling you folks, I talk about women's lacrosse when it's up. I don't cover women's lacrosse. I'll talk about it when it happens, but like, I'm not going to give you a preview because I don't do women's lacrosse. So unfortunately, when I get the game recaps, I read about it. If there's a player that stands out, I'll talk about it. But you know, I'm one dude. I cover BC myself, and I also look at metrics, and unfortunately, like, people tune in to talk about football, baseball and basketball here. So like, that's what I go into. And when we get into more women's lacrosse games, I will promise you, Jeffrey, I'll get into more. Now, if you want to follow me on Twitter, go to AJBlack247. I'll have more updates, all the sports up there. And check out my website, Eagle Insider. We'll check you out there. We'll be back again tomorrow. Pending no news, I'm going to be talking about running back position. A position that needs to have a huge, uptick in production. We'll get into all of that on tomorrow's show.